we'd gone to the park, and then we walked to my mum's in Upper Vicarage, and then we were just walking along the path back. And I like to keep him on the inside to keep him safe from the road. And I had my dog with me as well. So as we were walking along the path, just he was chatting away, chat, chat, chat. And then next thing he was just like, ah! And then I looked and he'd fallen down a bit where the pavement is like crumbling away next to the bushes. And then, yeah, I had to grab him out. And he had scratches all down his leg and cut on his knee and his elbow. And then just had to walk him back home, and he was like, I can't walk, and crying constantly. And then as you walk further up, then you notice how bad it all is. And it, yeah, just...
And what about, like, when elderly people are walking down here? For example, if someone's got a walking stick and they put their stick down there, do you think that that's something that could happen?
Yeah, definitely. And, like, I've heard, obviously, people with mobility scooters have gone down into the gaps, because especially during weekdays when the schools are on, because it's such a busy road with people coming like from both ways, so you're constantly passing people, so people have to kind of move over. So it's not surprising that I've heard that it's happened to, well, I think it was like more than 10 people I've heard that it's happened to, and mobility scooters. Some people have even witnessed that that's happened. So obviously it's not good.
No.
And it, yeah, it needs to be fixed.
Yeah. So, so far, you've heard nothing about it potentially being fixed or anything?
No. Well, I've heard, yeah, because after I said about it, I've heard, like, people that have said that they've mentioned it before to the councillor and to the council, and nothing's been done. So I don't know whether they just don't think it's worth doing, but, you know, when you... How many more kids have got to fall down it before something gets done, really?